lights blaze night and day. The heart of New York, the pride of Manhattan. All human life is here, and some of the other kind. Like shady operators with their trilbies pulled well down. Stealers, skunks, pickpockets skulk under the awnings. While spikes steal off of buildings, reaching for the sky. Then there's the old blind beggar with his tin cup. He always tips his hat in the direction of the passing cops, because he knows they know he's a fake banana. Then we have the usual honest vendors, peddling all kinds of merchandise. Apples, Cupid dolls, a tourist price. There's the baby crop of actors out to rehearsal. They stopped to spread a lot of grass for devoted Bobby Suckses. Broads hang around for what broads hang around for. Rain or shine, there's always plenty of faces. How many combinations of contrasting characters appear on this pitch, stretching around Times Square? Pimps, classic dames, crooks, hair up, shuffle, and Broadway is buzzing. Cash, honking. Out at the newsstand, picking winners out of the racing sheet.
In and all came the mission band led by the pretty Miss Sarah, waving a banner which read, "There's no peace unto the wicked."
Yeah. what the Bible tells us.
Time prevails upon us before the odds increase.
And that is why I am standing here in the devil's own city, on the devil's own street, prepared to do battle with the forces of evil. Hear me, you gamblers! With your dice, your cards, your horses, and think before it is too late. You are in great danger. I am not speaking of the prison and the gallows, but of the greater punishment that awaits you. Repent before it is too late. Just around the corner is our little mission, where you are always welcome to seek refuge from this jungle of sin. Come here and talk to me. Do not think of me as Sergeant Sarah. Do not think of me as Sergeant Sarah.
Listen, babe. Chris calling us out for what is
Sarah Brown, your sister. Join me, brothers and sisters, in resisting the devil, and we can put him to flight forever.
Brave it out, sir.
Remember, friends, it is the Save a Soul Mission located at 409 West 49th Street, open all day and all night with a special prayer meeting this Thursday.
Come along, sir. We'll try again tomorrow.
Poor Miss Sarah. I wonder why a refined doll like her is mixed up in the mission docks.
She is a beautiful doll, all right, with 100% eyes.
It is too bad that such a doll wastes all her time being good. How can she make any money from that?
Maybe she owns a piece of the mission.
Yeah. Hey, Benny South Street.
Harry the Horse. How are you?
Okay.
But you know Nicely Johnson.
Yeah. How goes it? Nicely, thank you.
Tell me. What about Nathan Detroit? Has he got a place for his trap game?
We don't know yet.
The heat is on.
He's still looking for a place.
Well, tell him I'm loaded and looking for action. I just acquired 5,000 potatoes.
5,000 bucks?
Where did you acquire it?
I collected the reward on my father.
Everybody is looking for action. Oh, I wish Nathan finds...
Lieutenant Brannigan, Mr. Southstreet, it is Lieutenant Brannigan of the New York Police Department.
A pleasure.
Any of you guys seen Nathan Detroit?
Which Nathan Detroit is that?
I mean the Nathan Detroit who's been running a floating crap game around here and getting away with it by moving it to a different spot every night.
Why are you telling us this, Your Honor?
I am telling you this because I know you two bums work for Detroit. Rustling up customers for his crap game.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can tell him from me. I know that right now he's running around trying to find a spot. Well, nobody's going to give him a spot because they all know that Brannigan is breathing down their neck.
Hi, Nathan.
Hey, fellas, I'm in terrible trouble. Everyone's scared on account of that lousy Brannigan. I can't...
Something wrong, Mr. Detroit?
Oh, hello, Lieutenant. I hope you don't think I was talking about you. There are other lousy Brannigans.
Detroit. I've just been talking to your colleagues about your crap game. I imagine you're having trouble finding a place.
Oh, well, the heat is on, as you must know from the fact that you now have to live on your salary. Hey, well, see you when we see you, Lieutenant.
Did you find a place?
What does that cop want from me? I mean, what am I, a sex maniac? I merely run a crap game for the convenience of those who want a little action, in return for which I take a small cut. Is that a crime?
Yeah.
Nathan, did you find a place?
Did you find a place for the game?
Did I find a place? Yes, I found a place. We are holding a crap game tomorrow night in a Radio City music hall.
How are you going to fix the ushers?
I tried all the regular places. The back of the cigar store, the funeral parlor.
Nathan, you said once there might be a chance at the Biltmore Garage.
I was over to the Biltmore Garage. I spoke to Joey Biltmore himself. He said he might take a chance and let me use the place. If I give him $1,000.
Oh, $1,000.
In cash. He won't take my marker.
Your marker's no good, huh?
What do you mean? A marker ain't just a piece of paper that says IOU. $1,000 signed Nathan Detroit. A marker is like a pledge which a guy can't welch on it. It's like not saluting the flag. There is nothing wrong with my marker. My marker was as good as gold. Only Jody Biltmore don't think so. It don't seem possible. Me, without a livelihood. Why, I have been running a crap game ever since I was a juvenile delinquent.
Nathan, can't you do something?
What can I do? I'm broke. I couldn't even buy Adelaide a present today. Oh, you know what today is? It is mine and Adelaide's 14th anniversary.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've been engaged 14 years.
Mason, concentrate on the game. The town's up to here with high players. The Greeks in town.
Brandy bottle base.
Grass and Slim.
I know.
I could make a fortune, but where can I have the game?
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand, but we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they now have a lock on the door of the gym at Public School 84.
There's the stock room behind McCloskey's bar, but Mrs. McCloskey ain't a book scout.
And things being how they are, the back of the police station is out.
So the Biltmore Garage is the spot,
but the $1,000 we ain't got.
Detroit's crap game will float again. My boys will let you know where it is.
Okay, Nathan. Say, you know who else is looking for action? Sky Masterson. Sky Masterson's in town.
Sky Masterson? There is the highest player of them all.
Higher than the Greek?
Higher than anybody. Why do you think they call him Sky? That's how high he bets. I once saw him bet $5,000 on a cockroach. And another time he was sick, and he wouldn't take penicillin on account he had bet 10 G's that his temperature would go to 104.
Did it?
Did it. He was so lucky it went to 106. Good old Sky.
Maybe you can borrow the 1,000 from Sky.
Hey, not Sky. With him, that kind of money ain't lending money. It's betting money. So, why don't I bet him? Why don't I bet him 1,000 on something?
You would bet with Sky Masterson?
I ain't scared. I am perfectly willing to take the risk, providing I can figure out a bet on which there is no chance of losing. Now, he likes crazy bets, like which lump of sugar will a fly sit on, or how far you can kick a piece of cheesecake. Cheesecake? Hey, hey, wait a minute. Look, run into Mindy's restaurant and ask Mindy how many pieces of cheesecake he sold yesterday, and also how many pieces of strudel.
How much cheesecake? How much strudel? What do you want to know for?
Now just find out. Now beat it. Come on, here comes Adelaide. I tell you what, she hears I'm running a crack game. She will never set foot on me again.
Hello, Mason, dear.
Adelaide, pigeon.
You know where he's going. Order me a tuna fish on rye and a chocolate sauce. With tomato ketchup and mayonnaise. We gotta get back to the hot box.
Hey, you still rehearsing?
Yeah, that slave driver.
driver, Charlie. He's been working us all day.
Oh.
Finally, I said, look, Charlie, I'm starving.
Right.
I gotta get out of here and get something to eat.
Right.
And he says, you don't want to eat.
Oh.
You just want to sneak out and meet that cheap bum, Nathan Detroit.
Yeah. So what did you say to him?
I told him. I said, I'll meet whoever's I want.
Well, don't upset yourself. Now, how's your cold?
Oh, it's much better, thank you. Nathan! Happy anniversary!
Oh, yeah, a present for me?
Yeah, I hope you like it.
Hey, what have we got here? It's a belt.
Read the card.
Yeah. Sugar is sweet and so is jelly, so put this belt around your belly. Oh, that is so sweet. Hey, look, honey, about your present.
Yeah?
I was going to get you a diamond wristwatch with a gold band and 2 rubies on the side.
Nathan, you shouldn't have.
It's all right, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Like it when you forget to give me presents. It makes me feel like we're married.
Hey, don't worry. Don't worry, honey. One of these days, I'll be in the money, and you'll have more mink than a mink.
Nathan, darling, I can do without anything just as long as you don't start running that crap game again.
The crap game? What an absurd thought.
1,200 cheesecake and 1,500 strudel.
Huh?
Yesterday, Mindy sold 1,200 cheesecake and 1,500 strudel.
More strudel than cheesecake. That's great.
Nathan, what is this?
Oh, nothing, honey.
Hey, Nathan, any news yet?
Not yet, Harry. I'll let you know.
Okay, Detroit.
What was that about?
His wife's having a baby.
So why's he asking you?
He's nervous. It's his first wife.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, look. Adelaide, I'm expecting a fellow, and I know you're hungry.
Nathan, are you trying to get rid of me?
No. I just don't want your sandwich to get soggy.
Oh.
Hey, fellas.
Yes.
Fellas, why don't you take Adelaide to the drugstore? There you see, honey. Now, you've got a cold. It's across the street. And there's a lot of open manholes around.
Nathan, darling, you're so thoughtful.
I know.
You're just the sweetest person. Goodbye!
Goodbye! Hey! Masterson! Glad to see you, Sky.
Nathan, you old promoter, you.
How are you, Sky? You look great.
I feel great, Nathan. 2 wonderful weeks out west in Nevada. Great place, beautiful scenery, healthy climate. And I beat him for 50 G's at blackjack.
50 G's? You gonna be in town long?
No. I'm flying to Havana tomorrow.
Havana?
Yeah, there's a lot of action down there. You want to come with me?
No. I got a lot of things to do. Meantime, how about dropping over to Mindy's for a piece of cheesecake? They sell a lot of cheesecake.
Nah, I'm not hungry. Tell me, how's Adelaide?
Oh, fine. Still dancing at the hot box.
Well, I suppose one of these days you'll be getting married, huh?
We all gotta go sometime.
But, Nathan, we can fight it. We can fight it, Nathan. Guys like us, we gotta remember that pleasant as a doll's company may be, she must always take second place to aces back to back.
Yeah. Hey, tell me, you hungry yet? Maybe we could go into Mindy's and have a piece of cheesecake or strudel or something.
Nah, I think I'll go get the late results.
Oh. But you will admit that Mindy has the greatest cheesecake in the country.
Yes, I'm quite partial to Mindy's cheesecake.
Hey, who ain't? And yet, there are some people who like Mindy's strudel. Offhand, which do you think he sells more of? The cheesecake or the strudel?
Well, I never give it much thought, but if everybody is like I am, I'd say Mindy sells much more cheesecake than strudel.
For how much?
Huh?
For how much?
Well, Nathan, I never knew you to be a betting man. You always take your percentage off the top.
Oh, yeah. Well, for old time's sake, I thought I'd give you a little action. I will bet you $1,000 that yesterday Mindy sold more strudel than cheesecake.
Nathan, let me tell you a story. When I was a young man about to go out into the world, my father says to me a very valuable thing. He says to me like this, son, the old guy says, I am sorry that I am not able to bankroll you to a very large start, but not having any potatoes to give you, I am now going to stake it to some very valuable advice. One of these days in your travels, a guy is going to come to you and show you a nice brand new deck of cards on which the seal is not yet broken. And this guy is going to offer to bet you that he can make the jack of spades jump out of the deck and squirt cider in your ear. But son, do not bet this man. For as sure as you stand there, you are going to end up with an ear full of cider. Now, Nathan, I do not claim that you have been clocking Mindy's cheesecake.
You don't think I do it.
However, if you're really looking for some action, suppose I wrap your lapels around your throat like this. I will bet you that same $1,000 that you do not know the color of the necktie you have on. Well?
No bet. Hey, let me see that. Blue, what a crazy color.
Hey, Nathan, we took Adelaide to the drugstore.
Look, don't bother me.
Hiya, Sky.
Good, how's it with you fellas, huh?
Not bad. Nicely. Nathan, we took Miss Adelaide to the drugstore, and she says for you to be sure to pick her up after the show at the Hot Box. And,
don't be late.
Yes, dear.
I mean, yes.
Yes, dear. That is husband talk if ever I heard it, Nathan. Nathan, you are trapped. And Adelaide, you have the kind of girl that is most difficult to unload.
Jimmy, I don't want to unload her. I love Adelaide. And a guy without a doll, well, if a guy does not have a doll, who would holler at him? A doll is a necessity.
Nathan, I am not putting a rap on dolls. I just say a guy should have them around when he wants them. And they are easy to find.
Not dolls like Adelaide.
Nathan, figure and wait for age, all dolls are the same.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Then how come you ain't got a doll? Huh? How come you're going to Havana alone without one?
I like to travel light, but if I wish to take a doll to Havana, there's a large assortment available.
Not real high-class dolls.
Any doll, you name her.
Any doll, and I name her. Will you bet on that? Will you bet $1,000 that if I name a doll, you will take her to Havana tomorrow?
You gotta bet.
I name her the leader of the band.
Cider.
Nathan watched. The gambler began to tail the preacheress towards 49th Street, where a dejected group of missionaries returned to the Save a Soul mission.
Someday I'm going to take a pickaxe and rip up Broadway from end to end.
They do that every day.
Do you take sinners here?
Indeed we do.
Sarah.
How do you do?
My name is Abernathy. Arvide Abernathy.
Sky Masterson.
What's wrong?
Yes, what's the trouble?
Well, my heart is heavy with sin.
Oh, you poor man.
I have wasted my life in gambling and evil betting. But I've suddenly realized the terrible things that betting can lead to.
Oh. Agatha?
Yes?
Coffee.
Okay.
Didn't I see you a little while ago on Broadway?
Possibly. I have been wandering around trying to get up the courage to come here.
And you're willing to give up gambling?
Oh, gladly. I would never have become a gambler at all had I not fallen in with evil companions who were always offering me sucker bets.
Here's your coffee, young man.
Well, thank you. Makes me feel good just to talk to you people.
Oh, well, you just go right on talking to Sister Sarah, and you'll be all right. Oh, I'm glad you found us.
Well, the Bible says, seek and ye shall find.
Oh, very good. I wish we could reach more sinners like you. We're out every day trying.
Well, maybe you should try the nighttime.
How's that?
As a former sinner, I happen to know that the best time to find sinners is between midnight and dawn. You might even try having an all-night session against the devil.
A very good suggestion, indeed. Thank you, Brother Masterson.
Well, you are welcome.
Oh, coffee is so good, I can't understand why it isn't a sin.
He's a fine old gentleman. I suppose he sort of looks after you?
We look after each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose if either you go someplace, the other goes along, huh?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
And here are two of our pamphlets I'd like you to read. They will give you a good deal of comfort.
Well, thank you.
And we're holding a midnight prayer meeting on Thursday, which I'm sure you will wish to attend.
I'm sure. Miss Sarah, I hope you will not think I'm getting out of line, but I think it is a wonderful thing to see a pretty doll, a nice-looking lady like you, sacrificing herself for the sake of others, staying here in this place. You ever go anyplace else? I mean, you ever travel or something?
I would like to go to Africa.
That's a little far. But there are a lot of wonderful places just a few hours from New York by plane. You ever been in a plane?
No.
Oh, it's a wonderful place.
And here's another pamphlet that I think you should read.
Well, thank you. Of course, I will need a lot of personal help from you. My heart is as black as 2 feet down a wolf's gullet.
I'll be speaking at the Thursday prayer meeting.
Well, I need private lessons. Why don't we have, how about a dinner or something like that?
I think not, Mr. Masterson.
I'm sorry. I'm just blossoming under the warmth of your kindness. Hey, that's wrong.
What's wrong?
Your slogan, printed banner up there. It's not Proverbs, it's Isaiah.
It's Proverbs.
Well, I'm sorry. No peace under the wicked. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 22. Go look it up. Isaiah?
Isaiah.
There are two things been in every hotel room in the country, Sky Masterson and the Gideon Bible. I must have read the good book 10 or 12 times.
You've read the Bible 12 times?
Then what's wrong with the Bible? Besides, in my business, the strangest information frequently comes in handy. I once won 5 G's on a parlay, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Tell me, Mr. Masterson, why are you here?
I told you, I'm a sinner.
You're lying.
Well, lying's a sin. Look, I'm a big sinner. If you get me, it's 8 to 5, the others will follow. You need sinners, don't you?
We're managing.
Oh, come on, let's be honest. The mission's laying an egg. Why don't you let me help you? I bet I can fill this place with sinners.
I don't bet.
I'll make you a proposition. When is this big meeting of yours? Thursday? I'll guarantee to fill that meeting with 12 genuine sinners. I will also guarantee that they will sit still and listen to you.
And what's my end of the bargain?
You have dinner with me.
Why do you want to have dinner with me?
I'm hungry. Here.
What's this?
It's Sky Masterson's marker for 12 sinners. Now, if you don't think it's good, you go ask anybody in town. I owe you 12 sinners. I'll pick you up at noon tomorrow for dinner.
At noon?
Yeah, well, it'll take us some time to get there.
To get where?
My favorite restaurant.
And where is that?
El Cafe Cubana in Havana.
El Cafe Cubana in Havana?
Well, where do you want to eat? Howard Johnson?
Havana!
Well, come on, why not? The plane gets us there in 5 hours back the same night. The food is great.
I now realize, Mr. Gambler, when you were describing the blackness of your heart, you did not do yourself justice.
Well, and I now realize, Sister Sarah, that no matter how beautiful a sergeant is, she's still a sergeant.
Please go away.
Why don't you change your pitch, Sarge? Come to the mission one and all except guys. I hate guys.
I don't hate anybody.
Except me. I am relieved to know that it's just me personally and not all guys in general. It is nice to know that somewhere in the world there's a guy who might appeal to the sergeant. I wonder what this guy will be like.
He will not be a gambler.
Well, I am not interested in what he will not be. I am interested in what he will be.
Don't worry. I'll know. For I've imagined every gentleman from his strong moral fiber to the wisdom in his head to the homey aromer of his heart.
You have wished yourself a Scarsdale Galahad, the breakfast-eaten Brooks Brothers pie.
Yes, and I shall meet him when the time is right.
You got it all figured out, huh?
I have.
Including what he smokes. All figured out.
All figured out.
And you'll know at a glance by the two pair of pants.
By the calm, steady voice.
Love. Can't dope it out like that. What are you picking, a guy or a horse?
I wouldn't expect a gambler to understand.
Well, would you like to hear how a gambler feels about the big heartthrob?
No.
Well, I'll tell you. Mine will come as a surprise to me. Mine I'll leave to chance and chemistry.
Chemistry.
Yeah. Chemistry.
suddenly I'll know. When my love comes along, I'll know then and there. I'll know at the sight of the face how I care, how I care, how I care. And I'll stop, and I'll stare, and I'll know. Long before we can speak, I'll know in my heart. I'll know, and I won't ever ask, am I right, am I wise, am I smart? And I'll stop, and I'll stare at that face in the throng. Yes, I'll know when my love comes along.
When my love comes
Drop in again in case you want to take a crack at the other cheek.
Drops into a phone booth like his life depended on a nickel.
Hello? Hello? Is this the Bill Biltmore garage?
Yeah.
Let me talk to Joey Biltmore.
Who's this?
Nathan Detroit.
This is Joey. What do you want?
Joey? Joey, I'm calling you about the, you know.
The what?
The crap game.
The what?
The crap game.
Wait a minute. I got a customer.
Oh, hurry it up, will ya?
What'd you say, Nathan?
The crap game.
Don't say that on the phone. Supposing the cops are listening.
I'm sorry. The dice game. Look, Joey, is it okay if I use your place tomorrow night?
If I get $1,000.
I'll have it tomorrow.
Then call me tomorrow.
Listen, Joey, if you're going to take that attitude, I'll take the game someplace else.
So? Have it someplace else.
Where else can I have it? Joey, the dough is guaranteed. Would I lie to you?
Yeah.
I'm getting it from Sky Masterson.
How'd you know?
It's a bet. I can't lose. I bet him he could not take a doll to Havana.
Why couldn't he?
Because she ain't the kind of doll that goes to Havana.
Where does she go?
She don't go no place. That's why I know I'm gonna win.
Don't be so sure. It ain't a horse. It's a doll.
But Joey...
Nathan, There'll be no crap game here tomorrow unless I get my dough in advance.
Joey, you've known me for a long time.
That's why I want it in advance.
Well, listen, I can't talk to you no more. I gotta meet Adelaide at the hot box. Listen, just one thing. Can I at least tell the guys that the game is gonna be at your place?
Not till I get my dough.
Okay, you'll get it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I hope you get stabbed by a Studebaker.
You too.
Lousy Joey Biltmore.
Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Pisces.
How are you, handsome?
Fine. What do you got there?
A book.
A book? You're always reading books. You're becoming a regular bookie.
Nathan, darling, this is very interesting. The doctor gave it to me. I went to him about my cold.
How is your cold?
It's the same. So the doctor asked me how long I had had it, and I told him a long time.
Right.
And I said I thought it was on account of my dancing with hardly any clothes on, which is what I usually wear. So he said to read this book, because he said it might be due to psychology.
You haven't got that, have you?
Mason, this is the psychology that tells you why girls do certain kinds of things.
Oh, right. Now, would it tell you what kind of a doll would go for a certain kind of guy which you wouldn't think she would do so?
What do you mean?
Just for instance, there are certain dolls you can almost bet they wouldn't go for certain guys.
Nathan, no matter how terrible a fella seems, you can never be sure that some girl won't go for him. Take her.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan, darling, starting with next week, I'm going to get a raise. So, with what I'll be making, I wondered what you would think. Maybe we could finally get married.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, we're going to sooner or later.
I know, Nathan. But I'm starting to worry about Mother.
Your mother? What about your mother?
Well,
Nathan, this is something I never told you before. But my mother, back in Rhode Island, she thinks we're married already.
Why would you think a thing like that?
I couldn't be engaged for 14 years, could I? People don't do that in Rhode Island. They all get married.
Then why is it such a small state?
Anyway, I wrote her I was married.
Oh, you did, huh?
Uh-huh. Then, after about 2 years, I...
What, after about 2 years?
We had a baby.
You told your mother we had a baby?
I had to, Nathan. Mother wouldn't have understood if we hadn't.
What type baby was it?
Oh, it was a boy. I named it after you, Nathan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, where is Nathan Jr. supposed to be now?
Oh, he's in boarding school. I wrote Mother. He won the football game last Saturday.
I wish I had a bet on it.
Yeah. Oh, but Nathan, that's not all, Nathan.
Don't tell me he has a little sister.
All those years, Nathan. Mother believed in big families.
Just give me the grand total.
5?
Your mother must be a glutton for punishment.
Anyway, Nathan, now we're finally getting married and it won't be a lie no more.
Adelaide, how could you do such a thing to a nice old broad like your mother?
Yes. But Nathan, you don't even know my mother.
No, but I'll be meeting her soon. Oh, what'll I tell her? What'll I tell her I did with the 5 kids? Lost them in a poker game or something? What are we gonna do?
We could get married.
Yeah, but marriage ain't something you jump into like it was a kettle of fish. We ain't ready.
I'm ready, Nathan. What do you think I got in this box, huh? Nathan! Huh? What do you think I got in this box?
Sally's wedding shop. I can't guess.
It's a wedding veil. I've had it for 3 years. I won't show it to you because it's bad luck. Would you like to see it?
It's bad luck.
Oh. So you see, nice and darling, I got the veil. All we need now is our license and our blood test.
A what?
Blood test. It's a law.
What a city. First they close my crap game, then they open my vein.
Nathan! You're not planning to run your crap game again?
Adelaide, how could you think such a thing? Why do you think I give up the crap game? Yeah. It's because I love you. Oh. And I want us two to be the happiest married couple that there is in the world.
Is anybody seeing an earring out here?
I don't think so.
You. I'm all dated up tomorrow with Society Max, and he breaks it on account of your dopey crap game. Honest, Adelaide, I pity you. Oh, here it is. I'll see you later. But wait.
Adelaide, look at me. I'm down on my knees.
Oh, get up. It reminds me of your crap game again.
You're getting yourself upset again. Listen, you and I are going to be all right. After all, we love each other. And we're going to get married.
I don't believe you anymore.
But it's true. Now, listen, you feel better tomorrow.
I will.
Come on. Oh, cheer up, honey. Let's see that old smile. That's my girl. See you tomorrow.
It says here in this book, the average unmarried female basically insecure due to some land frustration they react.
psychosomatic symptoms. Difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract. In other ways, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a python can develop a cold. You can spray it wherever you figure the strap's a cockeye like. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't wait. If she's tired of getting the fisheye from the hotel plate, a python can develop a cold. It says here, the female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows an erratic tendency. See, note, what's up? Oh, here it is. God. Chronic organic syndromes, toxic or hypertense, involving the eye, the ear, and the nose, and the throat. In other ways, just from wondering whether the wedding is on a wrap, a python can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromophis, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a python can develop a cough. And furthermore, just from stalling and stalling and stalling the wedding kiss, a python can develop like this. When they get on the train from Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the apartment is air conditioned and the moon sublime. They get up at Saratoga for the funniest time. I like them. Can be better my grip, my grip. La post nasal drip with the wheezes and the sneezes and the sinus and really a pain. From a lack of community property and a feeling she gets to own, I like them. Can be better.
Nicely. What are you looking at?
Sky was just following Miss Tara. And you should have seen her. She gave him a look that would have called up a moose at mating time.
Great. Just so he don't take her to Havana.
Havana? He couldn't take this doll to New Rochelle. Oh, where's Nathan? He ought to be lining up the game.
Oh, I don't know. I suppose trying to see Adelaide. She's mad at him again.
That Miss Adelaide. She's always taking his mind off honest work.
Yeah, it's too bad that a smart businessman like Nathan has to go and fall in love with his own fiancée.
Benny, that is his weakness. And we should be tolerant. Because I am told that it is a worldwide weakness. Look. What's plain in the Roxy? I'll tell you what's plain in the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's plain in the Roxy. What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News. What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting home by a television set who once used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is the thing that has licked him, and it looks like Nathan's just another victim. Yes, sir, when you see a guy with a star in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain,
your John can be pretty. When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money. That's a guy's only looking at his bottom dog. When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be making it for some dog. When a bum buys wine like a bum can afford, it's a pin to the bum, is under the thumb of some little dog. When you meet a mug lately out of the junk, and he's still living flat in a fold or roll, call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7. That's a guy's only doing it for some run short. Make a bet that he's banking it with some dog. When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the hell do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night? When the lazy swab takes a good steady job and he's spelled from Vitalis and Bob-a-law, call it dumb, call it clever, ah, but you can give us forever. That's a guy's only
little to celebrate.
Well, we finally lost him.
Sarah, I do think you should have paid some attention to him.
Yes. He attended every street meeting we had this morning. He must be interested in our work.
Oh, very.
By the way, you spoke beautifully this morning, Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Agatha, but I just can't reach these people. I should never have volunteered for this post. Well, let's go in for lunch. And I was going to convert Broadway all by myself. I was going to take these gamblers and have them just begging to come to the mission. General Cartwright.
Good morning, Sarah. Oh. Arvide.
Good morning, General.
We didn't know you were coming to town, General.
I got in early this morning, dear. I spent the last hour trying to find you.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've been holding some extra street meetings, trying to stimulate more interest.
Good morning, General. Good morning, dear. Sarah, there is something I want to talk to you about.
Won't you come inside and have some lunch?
No, dear. I don't have time for that. I have several other calls to make, Sarah. We at headquarters have come to a definite conclusion. We have decided to close this branch of the mission.
Oh, no.
Close the mission?
But, General, please, someone can do good here, even if I can't.
Sarah, there are so many calls on us, so many other places where our work is really needed.
But we're doing much better now.
We've announced a big meeting for tomorrow night.
You announced a meeting? But will anyone be here? Will anybody come?
Pardon me. I couldn't help overhearing. General, my name is Sky Masterson, former senator.
How do you do?
How do you do? I wish to protest the closing of this mission. I believe Miss Sarah can be a big success here.
I'm glad to hear you say that. But I'm not so certain.
Well, a dollar will get you 10.
What?
General, might I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Why don't you come to the meeting tomorrow night and find out for yourself? Don't you think that would be a good idea?
Well, if I thought the mission had a chance...
General, I personally guarantee you 12 genuine spinners.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I
At the corner of 44th Street, Detroit's team of gamblers were all sporting fancy buttonholes.
Okay, you all got your carnations?
What do you think?
Remember, no one will be let into the meeting without they got red carnations. It's like a password.
Okay, but where's the game?
I'll tell you in a minute. Nathan, is it all set? Can I tell the guys that it's at the Biltmore Garage?
Not yet. I got to stall it for a while. Joey wants to stall for it.
But it's 11 o'clock. They won't stick around much longer.
So sue me. I left nicely at my hotel to wait for the money from Sky. It'll be there.
There he is.
Hey, where's the doll?
It hasn't come yet.
I told you to wait for it.
I had to get some groceries. I felt a little faint.
Get back to the hotel and wait for the money from Sky and don't come back here without an evening for you. Starve to death.
Okay, Nathan.
Where's the game, Detroit?
Hey, Harry the horse. Hey, how are you, Harry? Yeah. How's everything in Brooklyn?
Detroit, if you do not have no place for your game, tell us. And we will seek elsewhere for entertainment.
Now take it easy, Harry.
I hope, Detroit, you will not spoil our evening, inasmuch as I happen to be entertaining a very prominent guest tonight. I think you may have heard of him. I would like you to meet Big Julie from Chicago.
Why? How do you do, Big Julie?
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to our fair city in which, as you know, the heat is on. But just be patient and you'll get some action.
What do you say, Big Julie? Shall we stick around or shall we blow?
I came here to shoot crap. Let's shoot crap.
Sure.
Now, Nathan, if there is no crap game tonight, I am sure Big Julie will be considerably displeased. And Big Julie does not like to be displeased, as you can find out from those citizens who at one time or another displeased him. Although I will admit it is very hard to find such citizens in view of the fact that they are no longer around and about.
So why? Harry, you don't think I would be so rude as to displease a gentleman like Big Julie here, do you? Big Julie, believe me when I tell you that Nathan Detroit, that when Nathan, is that a gun?
Well, it ain't no pea shooter.
Uh-huh. When Nathan Detroit arranges something, you can count on it. Hello, Lieutenant.
An interesting gathering indeed, huh? The cream of society. Angie the Ox. Society Max. Rusty Charlie. Liver Lips Louie. Hey, Harry the Horse, all the way from Brooklyn. And, pardon me, I'm very bad on names, but your face looks familiar. Mind telling me where you're from?
East Cicero, Illinois.
Uh-huh. And what do you do there?
I'm the Scoutmaster.
Well, don't ever help my mother across the street. So, what's the carnation routine, huh? This looks like the male chorus from Blossom Time. What's the occasion, huh?
It's
a party.
Oh, indeed.
Well, we're having a party.
Yeah. What kind of a party?
Goodbye, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
It's the bachelor dinner. Nathan's getting married.
What?
That is correct, Lieutenant. It's a bachelor dinner. Nathan's getting married.
What? Yes, sir. For...
He's a jolly good fellow,
which nobody cannot deny.
Oh, Nathan, darling, I'm so thrilled. Why didn't you tell me?
That was a surprise.
But when I saw you standing here with all these fine gentlemen, I never dreamed it was a bachelor dinner. I thought it was...
Oh, it's a bachelor dinner.
It's a bachelor dinner.
Oh, yes, sir, it's a bachelor dinner.
Just think, after 14 years, I'm finally going to become Mrs. Nathan Detroit. Time certainly does fly.
Tell me, Nathan, when is the happy day?
When will it be, Nathan?
Well, Nathan, these good fellas are nice enough to give you a bachelor dinner. You should at least tell them the wedding date.
Well, we need time for a license on our blood test.
Gee, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be married tomorrow night? Right after the show at the Hot Box.
Adelaide, we need time for a license.
You could elope.
What?
You can drive down to Maryland. What's the name of that town?
Jing Sing.
Not Sing Sing. No, Nathan, Elkton. They'll marry you right away. They don't ask you for a blood test.
Ain't that unhealthy? Nathan, that's a great idea. Elope. I'll lend you my getaway car.
My Buick.
Oh, Nathan, let's do it.
Why, I... Oh, what the hell? Oh,
congratulations. Hey, my congratulations too, Nathan. And I only hope there is nothing in heredity.
Yeah.
What's heredity?
Nathan, I got so many things to do before we elope. You'll be at the hot box tomorrow night?
I'll have a table reserved and I'll be all dressed up in whatever you elope in.
Oh, Nathan, I'm so happy. I ought to wire my mother. Only what'll I wire her?
Send the telegram and date it back.
I better wait until we have 5 children. It won't take us long.
Nathan, you are indeed a lucky fellow. A most beautiful doll indeed. Do you agree, Big Julie? Yeah.
Tell me, how long you know the doll?
14 years.
Let's shoot crap.
Nathan, you better find a place.
Well, how can I? The money from Sky ain't come yet.
Maybe it won't come. Maybe he took the doll to Havana.
He couldn't have. How could he? She couldn't have gone. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Where's the doll? Where's Miss Sarah? Hey, she ain't where she was.
She's maybe someplace else.
Sky and Sarah start out for Havana. El Café Cubano. Like steering a butterfly through Dante's Inferno.
Sugar and a kind of native flavoring.
What's the name of the flavoring?
Bacardi.
Very good. I'll have another one.
Waiter! Hey, you okay?
Alcohol in it?
Oh, certainly enough to act as a preservative.
You know, this would be a wonderful way to get children to drink milk.
You know, they tend to exaggerate friendly greetings.
Americano, you're too handsome for this blind date of yours.
What did she say?
No, she wonders what time it is in New York.
Oh, like a lonely boy. Maybe we could just samba together.
You know, if you'll pardon me, lady, I think I'm going to sit this one out.
Rosa, always in peace.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm just being polite. She's got a safe face. You know, it's a Latin temperament.
Oh, so here's my temperament. Hey, you!
Take it easy. Come on, baby. Take it easy. Okay, Slugger. It's over and you're still champ. Are you all right?
Am I all right? Ask me. How do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clingy. Well, sir, all I can say is a song. I'd be ringing from the moment we kissed tonight. That's the way I just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me, how do I feel? Little me with my quiet upbringing. Keep burning. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way you look. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. And if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me, how do I feel? Ask me now, you're fondly caressing. Well, it's really light.
Well, I think we better hurry if we want to catch the plane back to New York.
I don't want to go back to New York.
Well, I'm taking you back.
Oh, you're no gentleman.
Look, a doll like you shouldn't be mixed up with a guy like me. It's no good. I'm no good. Do you know why I took you to Havana? I made a bet. That's how you met me in the first place. I made a bet.
Well, how else could a girl get to meet a gambler?
Right. Come on.
No.
I got to think what's best for you. Come on.
You talk just like a missionary.
This is your flight captain. Good morning. Fasten your safety belts. We're about to land at LaGuardia Airport, 3 a.m. New York time. Thank you.
Thank you for bringing me back. I must have behaved very badly.
No, you were fine.
Oh, golly, I don't know how I'll get home with all this stuff. Thank you, girls. It was wonderful of you to give it to me. Oh, well, hello, Scott.
How are you, Miss Adelaide?
Oh, fine, Sky. Look, the girls just gave me a kitchen shower. Look, I got a cheese grater, lemon squeezer. I got two mixers and a pepper grinder, tin opener, ladles of all kinds, and skewers, sieves, potato peeler, and an olive pick, and I even got... hi, Charlie. Look, what do you think?
I can't stand vulgar jewelry.
Oh, well.
That's wonderful, Adelaide. Adelaide, you know Miss Sarah.
How do you do? Oh, glad to meet you. You know, Sky, we're eloping tomorrow night right after the hot box. Nathan and I.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, Sky. Gee, I feel just like a housewife already. I'm going to love being in the kitchen. I've tried all the other rooms.
Miss Adelaide certainly seems happy, huh?
She's in love.
Well, yeah, I guess so, I guess so.
What time is it?
I don't know. 4 o'clock?
This is your time of day, isn't it? I've never been up this late before.
Well, how do you like it?
It's so peaceful. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you're finding out something I've known for quite a while. My time of day is the dark time, a couple of deals before dawn, when the street belongs to the cop and the janitor with the mop, and the grocery clerks are all gone. Smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamp flies through the gutter with gold. That's my time of day. And you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me. Obadiah.
Obadiah? What's that?
Obadiah Masterson, that's my real name. You're the first person I ever told it to.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. This is wine, it's all too strange and strong. my song must fall. So please forgive this helpless state I'm in. I've really never been in love before.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it seems forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my
Sarah, dear. Good morning, Brother Masterson.
Good morning to you.
Well, we followed your suggestion and stayed out all night. Sarah, we spoke to a lot of sinners. Where have you been, Sarah?
I've been to Cuba.
You're even more tired than I am.
Hey, look. Who's that guy diving in the emission hole?
Oh, he could be a sinner.
Let's move it. Grab your coat, Mr. Brannigan. Mr. Double Brannigan. Who can we do and make the territory?
Run for it. Make for Missy's backyard.
Grab the car. Pick up the dice, Brady. Pick up the dice. You want to get me out back there?
Oh, we should have used the cathedral. We should have used the cathedral. What hell is this? What is this?
From the car.
Tipped him off.
What? Tip who?
I've seen a lot of strange things in my time. But this is the first time I ever seen a floating crap game going full blast in a mission.
Crap game?
Sarah, you know I had nothing to do with this, don't you? Sarah.
This wouldn't have happened if I never should have gone with you. It was wrong.
No, it wasn't. You went to help the mission.
Did I?
Come on, will I see you tomorrow?
Everyone is welcome at the mission.
That's not what I mean.
It's no good, Sky. You said it yourself. It's no good.
Why not? What the hell kind of doll are you anyway?
I'm a mission doll.
Thank you.
bet with Nathan, but the tables had turned on him. He was now all caught up in a situation he had skillfully avoided all his gambling life. Love. But what had always been a second attraction, he now recognized as the main feature. Miss Sarah had found his soul, but his past had also caught up with him. To put it squarely, the missionary believed that while her conscience was on the rack, a dice player does not change his spots. Guy strolled towards the hot box to settle some unfinished business.
Hey, Benjamin, hey, Benjamin. Will you be with Mr. Detroit's party, sir?
Is he here?
No, sir. Mr. Detroit has not been here all evening.
Well, bring me Ryan Soda.
Hey, Scotty, did you see Miss Adelaide?
Huh?
I bring a message for her from Nathan. I wish Nathan would bring his own messages.
What's the message? Where is Nathan?
Well, it's this way. Nathan's aunt in Pittsburgh was suddenly taken ill with...
A rare tropical disease?
Yeah. That's not bad. Anyway.
Nicely, what is the message? Where is Nathan?
Well, the crap game is still going on.
Since last night?
Big Julie, being a large loser, does not wish for the game to terminate. In fact, he is most insistent. So we find another place and the game goes on.
Well, where is the game?
Are you looking for some action?
No, I'm leaving town tonight, but I do want to talk to some of the guys. You see, Nicely, I gave a marker to, well, somebody, and I kind of like to clean it up before
Hello,
I leave.
Hello, boys!
I'll meet you outside.
And what about Nathan's message, huh?
Oh. Miss Adelaide, Nathan is in Pittsburgh with a rare tropical aunt. Goodbye.
What? I don't understand. Sky, Nathan has to come here tonight. We're eloping to get married. Is it the crap game again?
You know, Nathan. Why does it surprise you?
But he promised to change.
Change. What is it the minute you dolls get a guy that you like? You take him right in for alterations.
Well, what about you men? Why can't you marry people like other people do and live normal like people? Have a home with wallpaper and bookends.
No, Miss Adelaide, no.
What do you mean, no?
Well, guys like Nathan Detroit and, yes, Guy Masterson, we don't belong in a life like that. So when dolls get mixed up with guys like us, it's no good. It's no good. I'll see you in a couple months.
Where are you going?
I don't know, Las Vegas, maybe. I got a ticket on a late plane.
Will you see Nathan before you go?
Yeah, maybe.
Tell him I never want to talk to him again and have him call me here. Oh,
Gesundheit. Look, why don't you get another guy, huh?
I can't. I love Nathan. Wait till you fall for somebody. You'll find out.
Yeah. I'll see you around.
In other ways, just from sitting alone at the table reserved for two, a person can develop the flu. You can bundle her up in her woolies, and I mean the warmest brand. You can wrap her in sweaters and coats till it's more than a frame can stand. If she still gets the feeling she's making from looking at her left hand, a poison can develop the flu, the flu. 103.2. So much virus inside that her microscope flies. Looks like a day at the zoo. Just from wanting her memories in brightness and the stories her folks can be told, a python can develop a cold.
Crossing 48th Street. The mission band returned once more from another disappointing crusade.
Oh, not so fast, Sarah, not so fast. Oh. Now, look, suppose we don't have a big meeting tonight. Suppose, well, nobody is there at all. We'll explain to the general.
We won't have to explain. It'll be very clear. Oh, I just want to get away from this whole place. You know, someplace where...
Sinners are all respectable and well-behaved.
You saw what happened last night. They gambled in our mission.
And someday they'll be praying there. Even a man like Sky Masterson. He came seeking refuge.
He came seeking me. Did you know that?
Are you kidding? I knew that the minute he started picking on you. But I didn't know that you were going to get stuck on him.
I'll get over it.
Well, what do you want to get over it for? It isn't pneumonia.
The man I love will not be a gambler.
Well, but if you love
him... He will not be a gambler.
Oh, Sarah, dear. I've always taken care of you. And all I want is for you to be happy. You see, Velvet, I can wish you for the collar of your coat and fortune smiling all along your way. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Mansions I can wish you, 7 footmen all in red, and calling cards upon a silver tray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Gazing at you, full of the bloom of you, standing there, gazing at you with a sheep's eye and the licorice too. Music I can wish you, merry music while you're young, and wisdom when your hair has turned to gray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. The sheep's eye and the licorice too, and the strong arms to carry you away.
Sir, Brother Abernathy, how goes it with the soul saving? Tonight's the big meeting, isn't it?
Well, it's supposed to be. The general is coming, and she's expecting...
the general. She's a tough doll, eh?
Well, very few people will be there. In fact, nobody. And
I don't think Mr. Matheson is interested in our troubles, Grandfather. We've got to hurry.
Miss Sir... You've forgotten something. But being a gambler, I never forget things like this. You hold my marker for 12 centers tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Masterson, but I'd rather you forgot about it.
Well, I cannot welch on a marker.
Mr. Masterson, last night the mission was filled with your friends. Let us say we are even. If you'd excuse me.
Sky, if you don't pay off on that marker, I'll tell the whole town you're a dirty welcher.
And nicely. Where's the crap can?
Well, Sky, it's about 10 minutes' walk from here.
Which way?
This way, down the manhole.
A sewer?
Nathan says we cannot be choosy on account of the pressure from Big Julie.
Hey, form the sewer. You see, Big Julie, the voice of Slady Fatigue from Weariness, having me shooting crap for quite a while now. Namely, 24 hours.
Oh. That's not long.
No, I do not care who is tired. I am out 25 G's, so nobody leaves.
Gentlemen, I begin to see the logic of Big Julie. It is not that Big Julie is a bad loser. It is merely that he prefers to win.
Am I right, Big Julie? Just give me the dice.
Okay.
Right. Now I'm shooting 500.
Okay. Take 200.
500. Come on.
You've got to
cover this
away.
You're in, you're out of the
way. If you do not shut up, Big Julie will arrange the other half.
Here, come on. Get it fast.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now I'm rolling. And. Ha! And it's a one and a one. Snake eyes. You lose. And $50 for the house. No. Thank you. And the dice is still yours, and your luck is bound to change.
Shut up.
Hey. Right. Another five.
200 more.
Okay. Come on. Here we go. And here comes that big lucky roll. Ha! And it's Snake Eyes again!
Well, that coins me.
Oh, great. Yeah, well,
but
right.
I ain't through yet.
What?
Oh. I will now play on credit.
Oh, God, what time is it? Now, you see, but Julie, the fellas are pretty tired. Of course, me personally, I am fresh as a daisy.
Then I will play with you.
Me?
Yeah, you. You've been raking down out of every pot. You must by now have quite a bundle.
Well, I mean, being I assume the risk, it is only fair I should assume some dough.
Detroit, I am going to roll you willy or nilly.
Oh.
If I lose, well, I will give you my marker.
And if I lose,
you will give him cash.
Let me hear from Big Julie.
You will give me cash.
Now I heard it.
Here's my mocha.
Oh, thank you.
I'll put up your dough. Is that anything wrong?
No. I owe you $1,000, signed X.
Right.
How is it you can write 1,000, but you cannot write your signature?
I was good in arithmetic, but I stunk in English.
Oh, well, here's some dough. This will put you through Harvard.
I'm going to roll 1,000. And to change my luck, I will use my own dice.
Your own dice?
I had them made for me specially in Chicago.
Hey, wait a minute, Big Julie. You cannot interpolate Chicago dice in the New York cocktail.
That is a breach of etiquette.
Show me where it says that in Emily Post.
Yeah. Not that I wish to seem petty, but could I look at these dice?
Sure.
Hey, but these dice, they ain't got no spots on them. They are blank.
I had the spots taken off for luck, but I remember where the spots formerly was.
You are going to roll blank dice and call them from remembering where the spots formerly was?
Why not?
I see no reason.
Good. I'm rolling.
Okay.
A five and a five.
My point is 10.
Well, I still got a chance.
Tenzi. Come again, Zee.
I wish he'd fall down on his end, Zee.
He! A 10! I win! Oh, no,
a 10?
Well, a 6 and a 4.
Which is the 6 and which is the 4?
Either way. Huh? Now I'm shooting 2,000. Get it up.
Hey, I just remembered. I'm eloping tonight. Adelaide's waiting for me.
Get up to 2,000.
Listen, how about letting some of the other chaps in on the act, huh? Hey, come on, guys. Hey, help me out here.
After I'm through with you. 2,000.
Okay. It's covered.
Now. Hey! A 7! I win.
What a surprise.
In Detroit, I think I will take it easy this time.
What do you mean?
I'm shooting $1.
I'll take all of it.
Hey! Look! How do you like that? Snake eyes! I lose.
For this, I gotta bend down.
But now I'm gonna give you a chance. I'm gonna roll you for 3,000.
3 G's?
Yeah. I'm rolling you for 3 G's. Put it down there.
Listen, wouldn't it be more convenient if I put it right into your pocket?
Just get it up.
Okay. It's covered.
Here we go. We know. 11! I win!
What a clean sweep.
Now I will play with you guys.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold it. You got to give me a chance to get even. I will roll you with my dice.
All right, Detroit, that's fair. What are you going to use for money?
I will give you my marker.
And you want Big Julie to put up cash?
Nathan done it. Sure, I done it. What kind of a deal is this anyway?
Take it easy, Nathan.
Him with his no spot dice. Somebody ought to knock the spots off him.
Nathan, don't make Big Julie have to do something to you.
Yeah, I am on vacation.
Go ahead. Shoot me. Put me in cement. At least I would know where I am. Here, I risked my neck to set up a crap game. I even promised to get married on account of it. So look how I wind up. Broke in a sewer. Believe me, my tough friend from Chicago, there is nothing you could do to me that would not cheer me up. Hey, nicely, where have you been?
Here they are, Scott.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Well, fresh blood. You looking for some action?
Not at the moment. I would like to talk to some of you guys.
We ain't talking. Shoot crap.
Well, I am only asking for 1 minute.
We are shooting crap.
It has to do with Miss Sarah Brown's mission.
Say, who is this guy?
It's the fella I was telling you. Took the mission doll to Havana.
Oh, I get it. Hey, look, fella. Why don't you go back to your praying tomato? You're slowing up the action around here.
Well, if you want some action, would you care to make a small wager on a proposition?
What's the proposition?
Am I right-handed or left-handed?
How would I know a thing like that?
I'll give you a clue. Look, you guys. Tonight in Miss Sarah Brown's mission at 409 West 49th Street, they are holding a midnight prayer meeting. I promised I would deliver to them some sinners, and when it comes to sinning, most of you guys are high up among the paint cards.
I don't want to waste no evening in the hallelujah joint.
Well, if you don't want to do it as a favor to me, then do it as a favor to yourselves. I guarantee you the air in the mission smells a lot cleaner than down here. And besides, it would not hurt you guys to learn something else besides the odds on making a four the hard way.
You've been reading the Bible too much.
So what? That's right. Maybe the Bible don't read as lively as a scratch sheet, but at least it's twice as accurate. Well, I try. I'll see you around, Nathan.
Okay, Sky. Hey, listen. About that Havana business, I regret I temporarily do not have the $1,000 to pay you.
Well, you don't have to pay me. You won.
But I thought you took Miss Sarah to Havana.
Well, you thought wrong. So here's $1,000. Take
it. Hey. All right, come on, Julie, get up. I have now got dough to roll you again, but with my dice.
Nothing doing. With those dice, he cannot make a pass to save his soul.
What did you say?
I says with them dice, he cannot make a pass to save his soul.
Well, maybe I can make a pass to save his soul. And yours, and yours. And his. I am going to roll the dice. I will bet each of you $1,000 against your souls.
What? What are you talking
about? 1,000 cash against the marker for your souls. If I win, you guys all show up at the mission tonight.
Well, it's not bad. I mean, we're going to win that one, huh?
Is it okay, huh?
Well, let me get this. If you lose, we each get $1,000. And if you win, we've got to show up at the Mission Dolls Cabaret.
If I win, you show up at the Save a Soul Mission, one meeting.
Okay, by me.
By me, too.
You too, Nathan. $1,000 against your soul.
Me? I don't even know if I got one.
You got one someplace. Come on.
Well, okay. How do you spell soul?
S-O-L.
Oh, get out of here, Benny.
All right. Put down your markers.
Yeah, this mine. There we go.
Okay, there we go. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah. Come on, give me the dice. And give me room.
Come on. Quit stalling. Roll.
What's the matter, Sky? Turning chicken?
You seen me roll for 50 G's. I got a lot more than dough rolling on this one.
They call you Lady Love, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady wouldn't leave her at court. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady wouldn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party for a while. Never get out of my sight. Come on, stick with me, baby. I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. Come on, babe. Luck, let a gentleman see. Come on, how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck, be a lady with me. Come on, a lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart. She'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I bet my life on this girl. So I'll keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight.
Detroit's troops set off to honor their markers, which to all who acknowledge plain dealing is the gambler's holy writ.
I tell you, I don't want to go to no prayer meeting.
Big Julie, you give your marker. And if you welch, it will cause me no little embarrassment. I am sure you do not wish to cause me embarrassment.
If it ever gets back to Chicago that I went to a prayer meeting, no decent person will talk to me.
Yeah. Oh, Adelaide.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Adelaide, did I nicely explain to you about tonight? I hope you ain't sorry about it.
Please, let us not have a vulgar scene. After all, we are civilized people. We do not have to conduct ourselves like a slob.
Adelaide, what is this? You are my doll.
Your doll? Please, if that weren't so amusing, one could laugh at it.
Sweetheart, baby, how can you carry on like this over one lousy elopement? Adelaide, please.
It's no use, Nathan. I have succeeded in your not being able to upset me no more. I have got you completely out of my head.
Nathan! Oh, baby, don't ever do that to me again. I can't stand it. We'll get married. We'll have a home. Oh. A little white house with a green fence. Just like the Whitney colors.
Nathan, we got to do it soon. I had another letter from my mother today asking a lot of questions. And she put in a letter for you, too.
Hey, a letter for me? From your mother? Well. Dear son Nathan, this is my first letter to you. Although you have now been married to my daughter for 12 years. But I feel like I know you from Adelaide's letters, and in my mind's eye, I can see you as you go down to work every morning at 7. What a responsibility it must be to be the assistant manager of an A&P. I'm not even the manager?
I was going to promote you for Christmas.
Oh, I know how hard you have to work to take care of your family, Adelaide and the 5 children and the one that's on the way.
Mother wanted me to visit her, so I had to tell her that.
Doesn't she know I can't have 6 kids on what they pay me at the A&P? I am very proud to have you as a son-in-law. You are a good man, and I know you will always take care of Adelaide. I feel like a heel.
Oh, look, Nathan, darling. We can still make everything all right. Look, it's not even midnight yet. 11:55. Let's elope right now.
Okay, Adelaide. No, I can't.
Why not?
Come on, Nathan. We'll be late. Come on.
Nathan! Why can't we elope now?
Because... Well, I got to go to a prayer meeting.
Nathan, this is the biggest lie you ever told me.
But I promise you it's true.
You promise me this, you promise me that, you promise me anything under the sun, and you give me a kiss, and you grab in your hat, and you're off to the races again when I think of the time. Gone by.
Call a lawyer and sue me, what can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me, go ahead and hate me.
The
I love you.
Years of my life, I was a fool to give to
all
you.
All right, already, I'm just a love good man. All right, already, it's true. So new, so sue me. What can you do me? I love you.
You gamble it here, you gamble it there. You gamble on everything, all except me. And I think that you're keeping me up in the air. Cause you're backing the money again when I think of the time.
Adelaide, Adelaide.
I think of the way I try.
Adelaide.
I could
So if a paper writes, sue me, sue me, what can you do me? I love you.
Ouch!
Give a holler and hate me, hate me. Go ahead and hate me. I
with
love you.
You end up in jail, don't have to make a failure.
I'm right already, so call a policeman. All right, already, it's true. So new, so sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love
you. Yeah,
you're
playing the game, you're playing the game. I'm not in a place that could never prevent. And I'm sick and I'm tired of falling around. And I'm telling you now that we're through. When I think of the time gone by, I think of the way I tried. I could honestly soar.
Sue me, sue me. Shoot bullets through me. I love you.
Chairs. No takers.
It's now several minutes past midnight. Isn't anybody coming? Sergeant Sarah, something is very wrong.
Maybe your watch is fast.
Oh, General, I know what's wrong. I'm wrong. I failed. I've spoken to these people day after day, but my words haven't reached them. I think you'd better close the mission after.
Welcome, brothers, welcome.
Everybody here?
Yeah.
Where's Nathan Detroit?
Present.
Miss Sarah, here you are. One dozen or more assorted sinners. Sorry we didn't have time to clean them up.
Oh. Won't you gentlemen sit down?
That's all right. You'll stand
down. Sit down, all of you.
I would like to welcome you gentlemen to the Save a Soul mission.
Just a minute, you guys. Hold it, hold it. This is a mission, not Roseland. And I suggest that you do not indulge in any unpleasantness. Since I am required to depart for Points West tonight, immediately, I am appointing Nathan Detroit Major Domo in my place. Nathan, anybody who does not conduct himself according to Hoyle will answer to Sky Masterson personally. And that means in person.
What a remarkable young man.
So remember that, you guys. Brother Abernathy, your dice.
Gentlemen, we are honored tonight. The meeting will be conducted by the head of our organization, General Cartwright.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is wonderful to see our mission graced by the presence of so many evil-looking sinners. Now, who would like to testify? Who would like to start the ball rolling by giving testimony?
Benny, give testimony.
I ain't no stool pigeon.
Oh, come now, brothers. I know it's difficult, but let one of you give testimony to the sin that is in his heart.
Benny, tell him what a bum you are. Benny!
I always was a bad guy and a gambler, but I ain't gonna do it no more. I thank you.
There. Don't you feel better now?
I'm all right.
Anybody else?
Big Julie.
What's big?
Just tell him about the terrible things you've done and you ain't gonna do no more.
Well, I used to be a bad when I was a kid, but ever since then I've gone straight, as I could prove by my record. 33 arrests and no convictions.
Harry.
Oh, no.
Harry the horse.
Like when Sky was rolling us for our souls.
I beg your pardon?
Sky Masterson? He rolled us $1,000 against our souls. That's why we're here.
I don't think I understand.
I do, General. He means that they are only here because Mr. Masterson won them in a dice game.
How wonderful. This whole meeting, the result of gambling. Oh, it shows how good can come out of evil. Sergeant Sarah, you have done remarkable work.
Oh, hasn't she, though?
Thank you.
Hey! I ain't finished my testimony. My sins is that when Sky rolled this, I wish I could win the $1,000 instead of having to come here. But now that I'm here, I still wish it.
Anybody else?
We will now hear testimony from Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson.
Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson?
Get it up, you fat water buffalo!
Well, it happened to me kind of funny. Like a dream. That's it. A dream.
Tell us in your own words.
I dreamed last night I got on a boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along, and there I stood and I hollered, someone save me. But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people sent it out, sit down, you're rocking the boat. The people sent it out, sit down, you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel on your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist, and there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people said, beware, your honor, the people said, beware, beware, come, come, the ship. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wind came and knocked me overboard. And as I sang and I hollered, someone save me, that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, sit down.
Anything we can do for you, Brother Brannigan? Maybe you will care to testify.
Hey, I'll do my testifying in court, where I will testify that you ran a crap game here in this mission last night. Miss Sarah, you were standing here when they came out. You saw them. Aren't these the fellas? Huh?
I never saw them before in my life.
There's a right broad.
Now, if you will excuse me, officer, we would like to go on with our meeting.
I never saw a crapshooter spend so much time in a mission. Maybe that's what they mean by holy rollers.
Thank you, Miss Sarah. But people, I also have a confession to make, and I got to get it off my chest. We did shoot crap here last night. And we're all sorry, ain't we, boys?
Yeah.
Hey?
I'm really sorry.
But I did another terrible thing. I made a bet with a certain guy that he could not take a certain doll away with him on a trip. And this I should not have done. Although it did not do any harm, as I won the bet.
You won the bet?
Sure. The guy told me that he didn't take the doll. Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gentlemen, we will now sing number 244, Follow the Fold.
Sarah leaves to search the sky. She saunters up to Times Square, lonely as a cloud. Meets up with Miss Adelaide, looking all dressed up, with no place to go.
The well-known fiancé.
Oh, yes. When are you getting married?
The 12th of never.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't even get close enough to a church to be left at it. Gee, what'll I ever tell my mother?
Oh, your mother will understand. Just tell her your engagement is broken.
I'm afraid that might confuse her a little. Maybe I'll tell her Nathan is dead. And then see to it.
You mustn't carry hate in your heart, Miss Adelaide. Try to be forgiving and understanding and the pain will go away. In the Bible, it tells us in Isaiah that... Isaiah...
You got a boyfriend named Isaiah, huh?
Isaiah was an ancient prophet.
Don't tell me. Nobody cries like that over an old guy. Whoever it is, you got it bad. You know, when I saw you with Sky Masterson the other night, I... Oh, no. Not Sky. You're not in love with Sky. You poor thing.
I thought I hated him.
Yeah, I thought I hated Nathan. I still think I hate him. That's love.
Adelaide. Can't men like Sky ever change?
For 14 years I've tried to change Nathan. I've always thought how wonderful he would be if he was different.
I've thought about Sky that way too.
I've sat and pictured him by the hour. Nathan. My Nathan. In a little home in the country, happy. But they just can't change. A little while ago, at our prayer meeting, there were a lot of gamblers who acted as though maybe they could change.
Yeah, but that don't mean that the gamblers at your prayer meeting? Was Nathan Detroit there?
I'm sure I heard that name.
Yeah, darling little fellow with the cute mustache.
I think so.
How do you like that rat? Just when he should have been lying, he's telling the truth. Sheesh! I'm glad I'm through with him. And you ought to be glad you're through with Sky, so...
I am.
Yeah. Oh, what are we? Crazy or something? At Wanamaker's and Saxon Klein's, a lesson I've been taught. You can't get alterations on the dress you haven't bought. At any vegetable market from Borneo to Nome, you mustn't squeeze a melon till you get to the melon of home. Yeah, you simply got to gamble. You get no guarantee. Now doesn't that kind of apply to you and all? You and me. Why not? Why not what? Marry the man today. Trouble though he may be, much as he loves to play, crazy and wild and free. Marry the man today, rather than die in sorrow. Marry the man today and change his ways tomorrow.
Marry the man today.
Marry the man today.
Maybe he's leaving.
Maybe
town.
He's leaving town.
Don't let him get away.
Don't let him get away.
Hurry and track him down.
Marry the man today. Give him the girl his laughter.
Give him your hand today and save the fist bump for after.
Yeah, you got it. Slowly introduce him to the better thing. Respectable, persuasive, and even clean. Reader's Digest, Guy Lombardo, Roger Pete,
go,
Galoshes, all the things. But marry the man today. Handle it, make a gently. Marry the man today.
Carefully expose him to domestic life,
yeah.
And if he ever tries to stray from you, have a pot roast,
have a headache,
have a baby,
have two,
six,
nine,
no,
but marry the man today.
Wore a white gardenia in their buttonholes. You never saw a set of cleaner guys on the grandstand ready to bet on a pair of choice front runners.
Nathan! Nathan, where are you? Nathan! Nathan, darling, come on, we're waiting for you.
Hey, just a minute. I'm waiting on a lieutenant.
Give me a late paper.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Nathan, Nathan, close up the newsstand. We're getting married.
Look, is this wedding going to take place or ain't it?
I paid half a buck for this Miss Antherum.
Nathan, come on!
Gee, Adelaide, you picked the busiest time of the day.
I can't believe it, Nathan. You're all hired up in stiff clothes.
Yeah, let's go. Where's the wedding?
Holy smoke!
What's the matter?
I didn't get a place for the wedding.
Oh, Nathan!
How about to build more garage?
Come on, Nicely, give me a break.
Hey, Harry, what is this? The tall craps are the bastards marching with the missionaries.
I would say that Sky Masterson, having cleaned the rest of us and by way of Thanksgiving, has forsaken his business suit for the Hallelujah uniform and the cap.
Brothers and sisters, life is one big crap game, and the devil is using loaded dice.
Where's the crap game? Brother Masterson?
Yes, Brother Detroit.
Can we get married in your mission, Adelaide and I?
Brother Abernathy?
Why, certainly. I married Brother Masterson and Sister Sarah this morning. I'd be glad to do the same for you.
Congratulations, Nathan. I'll lay you 8-5. You'll be very happy.
What Obadiah means is that...
Obadiah?
He wishes you every happiness, and so do I.
Oh, thank you very much. I know we're going to be happy. We're going to have a little place in the country, and Nathan will be sitting there beside me every single night.
Guys and Dolls, the classic 1950 Broadway musical with music and lyrics by Frank Lester and a book by Abe Burrows and Joe Swerling. It was presented in an exclusive recording for BBC Radio 2, and the cast was as follows. Sky Masterson, Mandy Patinkin. Sarah Brown, Claire Moore. Nathan Detroit, John Challis. Adelaide, Anita Dobson. Nicely Nicely Johnson, Patrick Clancy. Benny Southstreet, Michael Cahill. Rusty Charlie, Stephen Hill. Harry the Horse, Matt Zimmerman. Big Julie, James Smiley, Arvid Abernathy, Don Fellows, General Cartwright, Pamela Condell, Lieutenant Branigan and the narrator, Peter Harding, and Joey Biltmore, David Kelsey, with the Stephen Hill Singers and the BBC Concert Orchestra, led by Cynthia Fleming, conducted by Michael Reed. The script associate was David Kelsey, the sound balance was by Mike Robinson, and the producer was John Langridge.